Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, chickens, what did we think of the 12-part epic Frontier in Space, then leading straight into Planet of the Daleks? I really enjoyed it more than I thought I would, even though it is full of hoary old Doctor Who tropes. What's weird is, like, these, I don't have as much familiarity with these episodes as I do some of the other Pertwee stories. So here's a weird thing. In the 70s, when I watched Doctor Who, because I'm an old lady, so it was on every day. It was on every day at 6:30 p.m., Monday to Thursday mostly. I think Friday were repeats of Countdown from the previous Sunday, so you got your music fix. Usually it was backed with The Goodies or Kenny Everett Show, things like that. I never saw any of the Master episodes, I think, until the 80s, maybe? I was only a kid in the 70s. I would have been like 7 or 8. But the only Pertwee stories, like, it would go straight from Spearhead in Space. Then I think the next one was Death to the Daleks. And then you get Carnival of Monsters. The Three Doctors would turn up. I think the Green Death was the next one, and then all you got was that whole final season with Sarah Jane, except for the dinosaur invasion. And I think because some of them were in black and white, maybe, or they'd been sent back. Anyway, these were the only ones the ABC had, and they showed them at, like, for interminable lengths. So I never saw any Master stories, like, even to the point when the Master turned up in the Tom Baker era, because we were getting those episodes kind of brand new. They never showed the Deadly Assassin because it was too violent for 6:30 for kids, and they never showed the Brain of Morbius, which doesn't have the Master in it, but, you know, I'm just letting you know they didn't show that one. They did show it late at night once, like an adult grown-up sort of version, like PG almost. It had a different rating back then. Maybe it was A, I think, or A for adults, whatever it was. Anyway, we got to stay up till 9 o'clock at night once at my friend Geordie's house and watch it with his parents. So much fun. Anyway, so I'm like intensely familiar with a whole bunch of Pertwee stories, but not these. Like, I'd read the books, and weirdly, so the Planet of the Daleks book, which is written by Terence Dicks, based on the Terry Nation script, kind of follows the TV show in that something has happened before, and the Doctor's been knocked unconscious, and then Jo's got to go out and fend for herself in the jungle. And that was so exciting. I was like, which one comes before it? Because I read The Space War, which is the adaptation of Frontier in Space, and it does not end with a cliffhanger like the TV does. So it's like, what's happening here? I'm confused. When Frontier in Space finally screened, I think early 80s, it had the cliffhanger, but then Planet of the Daleks never turned up. And I'm presuming that's because of one of the episodes is only in black and white. Like, it went missing you know, they deleted a whole bunch. So there's a bunch of Pertwee stories that only exist in black and white as original prints, and they've done some technical jiggery-pokery. like, I watched there's a documentary feature on the Blu-ray showing how they resurrected the colour, because they got an American firm to colour it in the way, you know, the American firms can do that. You know, they colour in old movies and stuff. But the skin tones always just look like it's... You know, when people colour in old photos, it's just like, yeah, your whole skin is just one kind of pink. So that was the most it was done to it. But yeah, the missing episode in this one, the black and white one, I think it's episode 3, they did this weird combination of the American computer colouring and the they managed to pick up information from the... Because the black and white version is made by pointing a film camera at a television, and apparently there's the dots, the TV dots tell you what the colours are, and some computer program was able to interpolate that and get the colour out. Anyway, that's a bit of nonsense you don't need to know about, but I told you anyway. So yeah, I have some problems with the way women are depicted in this 6-part story. Because the first 6 episodes, you know, we've got a female president and she's not married to anyone and she's not in love with anyone. There's kind of an implication that she has some sort of relationship with the general, but and he's kind of grumpy with her being in charge, but it doesn't seem like it's a gender thing. It seems like it's a, you know, military versus politics thing. I mean, you could read it the other way, I guess. And then there's all the, you know, the draconians have terrible attitudes towards women, which kind of highlights that, you know, there is a more enlightened way to behave. But then the next 6 episodes, like, the women are treated appallingly in the Terry Nation script. And maybe that's because he's still writing as if it's from the 60s. I mean, he's essentially rewritten his first Dalek story. William Hartnell 7-episode Dalek story has just been retooled. You know, there's a whole bunch of things. And, like, I think there's invisible aliens in one of his... Is it in The Chase or maybe the Dalek Master Plan? There's invisible aliens in the jungle. Like, there's jungles in all of them. And they're alive. One thing... So, yeah, the women are treated terribly. And it's weird that this is just before... so this is the second last serial with Joe Grant's character. She leaves in the next 6 episodes. And then they cast Elizabeth Sladen as Sarah Jane Smith. And she is completely independent of the Doctor. Like, she's a journalist. She's quite forthright. She's, you know, a very kind of... independent woman, and it's weird that this story is so close to that one, like, that, you know, her first episode, because you're like, oh, how are these two things near each other? And, you know, watching the special features, it seems like it was like pulling teeth to try and get Terry Nation to A, put a woman in it, and B, give her more character than Screaming Woman. I mean, they do just lock her in a Dalek for half of an episode. poor thing. Anyway, it's, you know, for a Dalek episode, it's fine. There's, you know, we get to see a Dalek fly up a shaft, Matron. But I was kind of, I did not realize that had happened in the 70s, like 1973. That's the year my sister was born. So it's kind of exciting. It's, you know, that's because there's always jokes made about Daleks not being able to go upstairs. And even the Doctor even makes that joke in, I think it's Destiny of the Daleks, which is when Douglas Adams took over as script editor. So, you know, jokes started to become more important than actual storytelling. Now, during episode 1, I asked if when Joe said, oh, I've seen the Doctor do this before, which was talking to a cassette tape recorder thing, when he was frozen, and I was like, oh, did this really happen in an episode or is she flashing back to one we've never seen? It happened in The Demons, apparently. I guess when the mound busted, when the demons got out. So Yeah. I mean, I'm sure someone has written to me during the last six episodes to tell me that. But, you know, we're working in the future now. All right. Patreon shout out time. Hello to Dr. Simon Exton from the Exton Moss podcast. Thank you for being one of our Patreons. You can join as a theorist or a theoretician. You get a week of episodes early, or you get a week of episodes early and bonus episodes. I'm watching at the moment Resident Alien and kind of looking at those. You get those bonus episodes if you join at the theoretician level. But yes, thank you, Dr. Simon, and please check out the Exton Moss podcast. They have a lot of fun watching very old television and drinking way too much gin. All right. In the next episode, I'm going to go and look back at how you guys felt about Fury from the Deep, some of your reactions to the cartoon, and maybe, if you're old enough, your reactions when you first saw it on television back in 1968.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.